some scientists became interested in dolphins, in their peculiar speech, or, as they thought of it, in the peculiar sounds which they made. These sounds were recorded on a tape recorder, and were then reproduced at different speeds. At one speed the speech sounded very, very much like human speech. Animals are entities which have come down to this earth in a special shape, in a special form, in order that they may do their own task in a manner most suitable for their own evolution. We are in the fortunate position of having been associated with two Siamese cats who were quite phenomenally telepathic, and with these, after much experience, it is possible to carry out conversation in much the same way as one can with intelligent humans. Sometimes it is not at all flattering to pick, 200, up the thoughts of how a Siamese cat regards a human. If one regards animals as our equals who are in a different physical form, one can get very close to them, one can discuss with them things which otherwise would be impossible. A dog, for instance, likes the friendship of man. A dog likes to be subservient because then he gets praise and flattery. A Siamese cat, on the other hand, often has quite a contempt for humans, because a human compared to a Siamese cat is a very handicapped person indeed. A Siamese cat has remarkable occult powers and remarkable telepathic powers. So, why not get on good terms with your own cat, or your dog, or your horse? If you want to, if you sincerely believe, then you can with practice converse by telepathy with that animal. So we come to the end of this course. But, we hope, not the end of our association. This course is a practical course which we trust has shown you how absolutely ordinary, how absolutely simple, all these so-called metaphysical phenomena really are. We have another course which deals with the subjects on the more traditional style, giving you Sanskrit names, etc. We suggest that it is very much to your advantage to consider this course, because now that you have studied this far with us, assuredly you will want to go further. We will not say goodbye, then, because we hope that you will join us for a little longer. Let us say instead in Spanish hasta la vista. Kindness to Publishers Department. Throughout the years since the third I first appeared I have had a tremendous amount of mail, and up to the present I have always answered that mail. Now I have to say that I am no longer able to reply to any mail at all unless adequate return postage is enclosed. So please do not send letters to my publisher for forwarding to me because one have asked my publisher not to forward any letters. People forget that they pay for a book and not a lifetime of free post-paid advisory service. Publishers are publishers, not a letter forwarding service. 201, I have had letters from all over the world, even from well behind the Iron Curtain, but not one in several thousand people encloses return postage, and the cost is so much that I can no longer undertake replies. People ask such peculiar things too. Here are just some. There was a very desperate letter from Australia which reached me when I was in Ireland. The matter was, apparently, truly urgent, so at my own expense I sent a cable to Australia, and I did not even receive a note of thanks. A certain gentleman in the USA wrote me a letter demanding that I should immediately write a thesis for him and send it by return airmail. He wanted to use it as his thesis to obtain a doctorate in Oriental philosophy. Of course he did not enclose any postage, it was merely a somewhat threatening demand. An Englishman wrote me a very, very haughty letter in the third person, demanding my credentials. And only if they were completely satisfactory to this person would he consider placing himself under my tuition, provided that there would be no charge for it. In other words, I was supposed to be honored. I do not think he would like my reply. Another one wrote to me and said that if I and my chums would come from Tibet and cluster around his bed in the astral at night, then he would be able to feel more happy about astral traveling. Other people write to me and ask me everything from high esoteric things, which I can answer if I want to how to keep hens and one's husband. People also consider that they should write to me just whenever they think they should, and then they get offensive if I do not reply by return airmail. I will ask you not to bother my publishers. In fact, I have asked them not to send on any letters to me because they are in business as publishers. For those who really do need an answer, although I do not invite letters, I have an accommodation address. It is Dr. T. Lobsang Rampa, BM, TLR, London WCI, England. I do not guarantee any reply, and if you use this address you will have 202 to provide very adequate postage because the letters will be forwarded to me and I shall have to pay, so I shall not be in a sweet enough mood to reply unless you have made my expense your expense. For example, it will cost me a dollar at least by the time forwarding charges are paid. 203.